beings be happy. May all beings be healthy. May all beings be free from harm. May all beings love life. May all beings awaken. Welcome to another Gook Audio Podcast. I'm DC Poobah of Gook Audio and Gook Archives. I pray that you and yours are safe and comfortable, free from economic hardship, and able to get out and do whatever it is you want within the limitations of the universal precept of do as little harm as possible. So I'm going to read you another lecture excerpt from Shunyu Suzuki. You know, I'm going back a little on the Instagram. You know, Gook Archives Instagram, brought to you through the hard work of Peter Ford, who is, now I call him the managing director of Gook Archives. I'm more involved in special projects, but, you know, I'm also involved in everything that's happening, almost more like a consultant now in some ways. There's been all this transcription of Shunyu Suzuki lectures. And, you know, I did one and I've worked on some. And then, you know, I've edited the, I've started editing the audio and different things. But he and Wendy Piersig from Gook Archives and Shundo David Hay from Engage Wisdom in the San Francisco Zen Center. Engage Wisdom, you know, is the business that's contracted to digitize like 10,000 tapes that Zen Center has collected and are focusing, of course, on Shunyu Suzuki, you know, audio archive and on the transcripts too, you know, because they're transcribing. Shundo is he and Peter and Wendy especially, boy, they really hone in on a lot of these difficult places on the tapes to understand. And you know, they go to great lengths and they send me stuff, you know, and I look at it and everything, but their ears are better. And I'm very impressed with some things. Now, recently there was a thing about the, I wrote and I said, why are you putting thank you very much at the end of the columnist lecture at Suzuki gave at Los Altos that became the columnist chapter on Zen Mind, Beginner's Mind. Why do you have thank you very much at the end? I don't hear it. And Peter wrote back and said, he and Shundo thought they could hear it in some, like, noise that was at the end, like 30 seconds of silence, or, you know, or a little bit of rustling and stuff at the end of the day where they hadn't turned it off yet. But finally, Shundo said, no, I don't think it's there. So I have on the podcast I made on it, I included that sound, which everything else was fairly clear and understandable, but the thank you very much, I thought it would be one, it would be sort of imaginary coming out of that, you know, this, I don't know what sort of sound, you know, it wasn't interference type sound, it was, you know, they're doing things, moving chairs or something. But finally, I think we've decided there was no thank you very much, or there was no audible thank you very much. Now, I think of all Shunyu Suzuki lectures as having thank you very much at the end, but sometimes we can't hear it. But, I mean, he just always said that. But maybe that was back in 1965, maybe it wasn't there. But anyway, looking here and you know the Gook Archives Instagram, he includes a picture every day, and he spends time getting the pictures, and he does that 6 days a week, and then on Sunday he just has a picture and a link to the picture. Anyways, it's much better job than what I do. You know, 6 days a week, I put up a on Kuke.com's What's New, which is the Kuke blog. The way to get to, you know, is just go to Kuke.com and hit What's New. It's Kuke, it's Blogspot, Kuke New or something, but I never get there that way. And I put up Shinryu Suzuki Lecture excerpt every day there. But, you know, I don't put any photo or image or anything. And mine aren't as carefully selected and edited as his. His are really very nicely presented. So, all right, now here's one. And I think this is a very important, essential teaching of Shinryu Suzuki in Buddhism. He says, there is no special self nature for anything. Oh, I'm going to tell you what. This is from a lecture he gave. Oh, same as yesterday, August 20th, 1967. There is no special nature for anything, and everything is changing. As long as everything is changing, nothing is permanent. So this, and then he says, form is emptiness, may be a more advanced way of life. You know, for all I know, I read this, you know, last week. And if I did, I apologize. But, you know, what does it matter? You hear it again. I hear it again every time I hear. So, I mean, how many times have people gone over that in the beginner's mind, the possibilities are many and the experts, there are few. People are going over like 1 million times. And this is so important. There's no special self nature for anything, and everything is changing. As long as everything is changing, nothing is permanent. So this, he was speaking about form and emptiness, may be a more advanced view of life. So he agrees with Kanze that the Prajnaparamita literature is a supreme way to look at things. But there is no right way. This is how I feel. There is no right way, no best way to look at things. There is no teaching that's absolute. There is no way to encapsulate describe or name what is happening, what we are. We just sort of talk around it, and then you get somebody like Suzuki, who pretty clearly seems to have a deep understanding of it, and you listen to what he says. And he says, you know, all I can do is give a hint. But he anchors everything he says on a traditional Buddhist understanding, a Zen understanding, a Buddhist understanding. And he would say, you know, and the Zen priests I've known, Japanese Zen priests have emphasized they're Buddhists. And they would say, well, you know, we're not really Zen, we're Buddhists, or various things like that. So there's no self nature for anything, and everything is changing. So the only thing that we can take refuge in is Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. Phenomena is, there's nothing there to hang on to. There's no special self nature, and it's always changing. We can hang on to it for a while. Like, I was watching some flick last night, and the woman, you know, confronts her husband because he's having an affair. And, you know, she's like really upset and angry, and she's being very cold with him. And she said, we're not going to end this marriage. You know, you're going to stop seeing her. And, And, you know, you broke my heart. I thought, well, lady, really, you broke your own heart by being so attached to him, being somebody you could control. And you've obviously gotten sort of cold and you're not fulfilling his desire to have a loving sexual relationship like that. Now, I'm not saying that he should have done what he did, but anyway, the way I see it is our hearts get broken and we have these tragedies and terrible things happen in our lives. And that's somewhat unavoidable. Of course, different levels of tragedy happen to different people. But, if we look at our Buddhist teachers, at the deep ancient teaching of Buddhism and the perennial philosophy that comes from around the world, it's that we can't take refuge in phenomena. I mean, we do, and we want everything to work out as well as possible, and we try to keep things neat and clean, and we try to reduce suffering. We try to take care of each other, but we can't keep anything. There's nothing permanent. We'll lose it. We might be able to have it for a long time the way we want it, but at some point it's going to slip away, at least when we die. So that's the sort of stuff I was thinking about when I see this. And personally, when I read there's no special self-nature for anything and everything is changing, and he says as long as everything is changing, be better to say, that sounds like, well, at some point it might not be changing. It means because everything is changing, nothing is permanent. Or since everything is changing, we know nothing is permanent. I feel comfortable in that. I know that's all I can take refuge in. I know it from, I don't know it completely because I do continue to take refuge in, to cling to things that I will lose. But, the way I think of it is you get one foot in emptiness. You're going to always have one foot in form. We're going to always be attached to form. We're going to have desire. We're going to have greed, hate, and delusion. But like Suzuki said, there's nobody became a Buddha except through greed, hate, and delusion. All right, I've gone on long enough about this. I got to get ready to go to Sukhavati. Thanks a lot for staying this long, and look forward to meeting with you next time. This has been a Kyuk Audio podcast. I'm DC Poobah of Kyuk Audio and Kyuk Archives, coming to you from Sleepy Sonora with Doggy Bandita, Feline Cuchita, and dear lovely Katrinka. And we're wishing you and yours and all of us a grand awakening.